Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GR Infraprojects Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by HDFC Securities Limited. Today we have with us from the management, Mr. Ajendra Kumar Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Anand Rathi, Group CFO. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Steve. Without any further delay, I would now like to hand over the call to Ajendra Ji for his opening remarks on the company and the results and the way forward. Thank you, sir, and over to you.
Thank you, Parikshit. Ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon. Best wishes for the new year. I welcome you to the third quarter earnings call of GR Infraprojects Limited for financial year 25. Joining me on this call today is Mr. Anand Rathi, the CFO of the company. I would like to start by mentioning about the Union Budget of financial year 2025-26. In her eighth budget, the Honorable Finance Minister presents a strategic vision to propel India's economic growth with a strong focus on infrastructure as a catalyst for the Viksit Bharat 2047. Despite global economic headwinds, India maintains its position as the fastest-growing major economy, with the GDP growth forecast between 6.3%-6.8%, in line with IMF projections. The government demonstrates its commitment to infrastructure with an allocation of ₹11.21 lakh crore expenditure in 25-26, marking a 10% increase from the revised estimate of current financial year. A new asset monetization plan is set to unlock value from public assets, while a three-year pipeline for PPP projects will encourage private sector engagement. Allocation of ₹1 lakh crore towards 50-year interest-free loans to state for capital expenditure and reform incentives is also encouraging. We are a socially responsible organization focused on delivering all projects with quality and in a safe manner. I will now take you through the key highlights of the quarter and recent development in the infrastructure sector, followed by question and answer session. Revenue from operation in third quarter of 25 stood at 1,500.53 crore, as against 1,806.42 crore in corresponding period in the previous financial year. The EBITDA margin improved by 0.2% in comparison, that is, from 12.62% to 12.82%. Revenue from operation during the quarter, the company has repaid the debt of ₹159.80 crore, which has resulted in improved debt-equity ratio to 0.07, which is one of the best in the sector. During the quarter, the company has received provisional COD for one HAM project and appointed date for six projects: three roads and one each for metro, ropeway, and MMRDA. As of quarter ending 31st December 2024, the company has a good mix of 30 projects, in which two projects are awaiting appointed dates. Moving to the update on order book, at the end of third quarter, the order book stood in ₹19,971 crore. ₹12,244 crore worth of the projects are under execution, ₹4,642 crores awaiting appointed date, and the rest, that is 3,084 crores, include one project each of roads and OFC that are having L1 status. On a separate note, I am happy to share that we have been declared L1 for the road project in Maharashtra amounting to ₹1,947 crore, and a rail project of Western Railway amounting ₹222 crores for this month, that is in January. As on date, the company has submitted 13 highway, railway and ropeway projects amounting to ₹13,992 crores, which are expected to be opened soon. Moving on the sector highlights and infrastructure development of India, this year awarding activity is a little muted in the first three quarters. Also, the instance of underbidding up to 40% persist. Having said that, looking at the central government's budgetary allocation towards infrastructure, we expect a decent flow of awarding utilities, especially large projects, coming in the last quarter. The company is targeting an order pipeline of approximately ₹1,35,000 crores in various sectors like highway, road tunnel, metro, power transmission and railway, ropeway, etc. We will continue our strategy of diversifying our portfolio and seize this opportunity, where we aim to add a decent share to our order book in the last quarter and take the company back to double-digit growth in financial year 26. I am confident in our strategic decision, direction and our ability to succeed in new markets. Our strong team and focus on project delivery will continue to drive our success. That's all from my side. Over to you, Anandji, for update on financial portion of the company. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you, Ajendu sir, for giving me the opportunity to share the financial highlights of the company for the quarter ended December 31st, 2024, which are as follows. Our standalone revenues from operation decreased by almost 306 crore for the quarter from 1806 crore in the previous year quarter for the same quarter, previous year same quarter, to rupees 1500 crore in the current quarter. This decrease was primarily on account of less execution due to delay in receipt of the various appointed dates, as most of the projects are in their initial phases. Our consolidated revenue from operations decreased by 439 crores from 2134 crore in the quarter ended December 23 to rupees 1695 crore in quarter ended December 2024. Our standalone EBITDA margin has increased to 12.82% in quarter ended December 24 from 12.62% in the quarter ended December 23. I also wanted to highlight here that during the current quarter, rupees 37.70 crores was received as bonus and claims. Our EBITDA margin at group level has decreased to 21.82% in the current quarter from 23.79% in the quarter ending December 2023. Profit after tax at a standalone level increased by almost 8.5% to 168.6 crore in quarter ending December 24 as compared to 155.40 crores in quarter ending December 2023. Profit after tax at consolidated level also increased by 8.12% to 262.6 crore in quarter ending December 2024 as compared to 243 crores approximately in quarter ended December 2023. Our standalone net worth stood at 7,636 crore at the end of December 24, which was 1,196 crore at the end of fiscal 2024. Our net worth on consolidated level is ₹8,220 crores at the end of December 2024, which was 7,602 crores at the end of fiscal 2024. Moving to that borrowing, our standalone Our total standalone borrowing outstanding at the end of December 2024 is rupees 529 crore with debt to equity of 0.07. Our consolidated borrowing outstanding at the end of December 2024 is rupees 4,937 crore with a debt to equity of 0.61 times. During the quarter, company has made addition to the fixed asset amounting rupees 78 crore. Our net block of property, plant and equipment, which includes capital work in progress, is rupees 1,246 crore at the end of current quarter. Investment in our subsidiary companies in form of loans and equity is rupees 1,873 crores at the end of December 2024. Balance promoter contribution, which is required to be made for our ongoing project, is rupees 1,876 crore, of which we are expecting around 200 crore in the quarter four of the current fiscal. Our working capital in days at the end of current quarter is 124 days as compared to 112 days at the end of fiscal 2024. This increase is primarily on account of increase in our SPV debtors. Our trade receivable at the end of at the standalone basis are rupees 614 crores, which includes 1466 crores from our SPV debtors at the end of December 2024. Our trade receivable at the consolidated level are rupees 247 crores at the end of December 2024. Our unbilled revenue at the standalone basis is rupees 738 crores at the end of this December 2024, which was, Our unbilled revenue at the end of at the consolidated level is 168 crore at the end of December 2024. Our inventory levels are at rupees 622 crores at the end of December 2024 as compared to 768 crores at the end of fiscal 2024. I sincerely thank all the stakeholders, including employees, business partners, vendors, bankers, auditors, who have been supporting the company in its transformation story. On behalf of GR Infraprojects Limited, I thank everybody for attending the earning calls. May I request the moderator to please open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment when the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Harish Bhiani from Kotak Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hello?
Yeah, Haji. Good afternoon.
Two questions from my side. First is the appointed date for the 4,600 crores worth of projects. When do we expect that? And secondly, the 3,000 crores L1, when should we receive this finally and the appointed date, likely appointed date for this particular 3,000 crore worth of projects?
See, for 4,000 crore of we are expecting appointed date for road projects, which are valuing around 2,100 crore in the current quarter itself. So maybe for one project in the current month or by end of current month, and the balance second road project will be expecting in the month of March. And the L1 project, what we believe is that probably for BSNL, we are expecting in the current month itself, we are expecting that LO will be given to us. And for Maharashtra State Road projects, this may take time, given the past experience of our with the client. We are expecting in another 3 to 6 months, we'll be expecting that LOA for Maharashtra State Road projects.
So is it safe to assume that about 5,000 crore worth of projects will be clear for project execution in the coming, say, 3 to 4 months of the 7,500?
Yeah, before June. Yeah. We can expect.
Before June. Okay. And second question is that you have bidded for projects worth 14,000 crores. This is still which period? And secondly, 135,000 crores worth, what's the project timeline for this in terms of awarding?
See, 14,000 crore of projects which are actually, we are waiting for the result to be declared, right? It's already bidded. So it is not for the whole year. It is so far the projects which we have bidded and not yet opened, right? There are 13 projects, right, which are valuing 14,000 crores.
Ballpark timeline for the opening of these projects? Opening and awarding of these projects?
It should have been opened by this time, but maybe another 1 month, I would say, because it's on daily basis they are opening. So it's not that they are pending for last so many long period. It's not like that. It's a continuous
process. By March it should happen, highly likely happen.
Yeah.
And
secondly, with respect to 135,000 crore of the project, see, pipeline is there, almost 1 lakh crore for highway projects, and there are for transmission also there are almost 20,000 crore of the transmission project. The pipelines are there. What we believe that probably, if not, because see, given for last 2 years, and what we have faced is that the government has not been so much aggressive. What we believe that 50% can be bidded during the current financial year. That means up to March 2025, maybe around 60-65,000 crore of the project certainly would be bidded. And we are even equipped for to bid basically for entire this pipeline. But yeah, I mean, given that past experience for last 2 years, government is not that much aggressive, you know, going aggressive in the month of March itself, though the ministry is claiming that they would be, you know, adhering to their targets. But what we are expecting reasonably that 60-70,000 crore of the project would be bidded in the current financial year. And we are preparing ourselves for 135,000 crore of the projects. If they are coming, we certainly will be bidding.
Sure. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, sir. Sir, couple of just things in terms of first to get back to the guidance. So 9 months, we are already down close to 18%+. So in the fourth quarter, how much are we looking at? And in the FY 2026, when we say a double digit, so if you can specify how much are we looking at in terms of 15%-20% kind of a growth we are looking at?
So, the first question which you, I mean, because, yeah, I mean, our earlier guidance was 5%-10%, but what we believe is because most of the project we have received appointed it in the last quarter, what we believe is that for the whole current whole year, we are expecting that will be, I mean, will be certainly having negative growth of 10%. That's for sure, I believe. Maybe in the 10%-12% at max, I would say. And for the next year, because what we believe is that government is even quite focusing on the state, I mean, they are incentivizing the state for their capital expenditure program and all that. And we believe that more and more state would be coming with their EPC projects and will be participating over there as most of the projects will be funded by the central government by way of that 150,000 crore of interest-free loan for the 50 years. So what we believe is that going forward, we'll be having more EPC project in our portfolio and we'll be able to deliver it fast. I mean, execution would be starting early. So we'll be certainly having double digit or I would say 9%-12% kind of growth for the next financial year.
Okay. Just to still further dwell, so when we say 10%-12%, so even if just for trying, because this number, if I look at for last 2 years also, what we have guided. Actually, we have missed significantly on that front. So still trying to understand more on that part. When we say 10% to 12% degrowth for this year, then also that means that in the fourth quarter, we are looking at last time we have done 2,255-odd crore revenue. So kind of a similar revenue. So that means on a QOQ front, we are looking at a 50% kind of a growth from 1,500 crore to 2,200-odd crore. Is it correct me if I'm wrong?
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. I mean, Q on Q doesn't matter. Reason being, we have done in past, right? We have executed in past 2,000-plus kind of turnover in the quarter, right? So we are equipped, we are prepared, we are having enough resources to execute that amount of work. Only thing is, if we are having that executable order book with us, and which we believe is that we'll be able to be depending on, because see, the projects, most of the projects, six projects, as sir mentioned, that we have received the appointed date in last, you know, 3 months of time, I would say. So we'll be able to deliver those projects. So that's why we are saying that we are expecting on and for next quarter, I mean, for the current quarter, I would say Q4, we'll not be having any degrowth. I mean, we'll be more or less at par with what we have achieved in last year's Q4, right? And in terms of value, is not be that significant in terms of the, given the resources we are having with us.
Got it. Second, sir, just to, if you can clarify in terms of the excluding GST, till now, order inflow, including the L1, is how much? Because the transmission well, order also we have got. So just wanted the total order inflow, including L1, excluding the GST, in FY 2025.
It's almost 9,000 crores.
9,000 crore. And now, how much more are we looking to bag by March?
By March, we are targeting in the range of 8,000 to 9,000 crore of new incoming, I mean, new order book.
Okay. And will this be a kind of a 50% would be in the road or maybe 70%-80% from the road?
No. Road, we are not targeting 50%. I would say road would be not more than 30% or 40%, because given the competition so far has not yet come to that level, right? So what we believe is that we'll be bidding into different sectors, maybe transmission, ropeway, then road also, and then tunneling is also there, right? So yeah, I mean, road is not more than 40%, I would say.
Okay, got it. And sir, a couple of data points on the balance sheet front. Sir, you have mentioned the data, so if you can repeat the standalone data and the HAM data.
So it's our standalone data, I would say, is total 1,614 crore, and out of that, 1,466 crores are from SPVs.
Okay. And trade payable is how much, sir?
Trade payable are 757 crores.
57 crore. Okay. And our consolidator is also how much?
Consolidators are 781 crores. No, 246 crores. 247 crore. Consolidators are 247 crores.
Okay. And equity, you said for 200 crore in the fourth quarter to be invested in FY 2026-27, how much?
Almost 700-800 crore.
700-800 crore, both in 26-27, or kind of equal number.
Yeah.
Okay. And CapEx for how much is left in the fourth quarter and for 26-27, how one can look at?
See, CapEx, we are not expecting more than for the whole year, not more than 125 crore. So maybe another 30-40 crores for the current year, or for next year again, because the CapEx, we are, I would say, fairly, you know,
CapEx is already having, we are in our balance sheet, so we don't expect much. I mean, there's not significant difference from what we have been doing for last 2 years. So maybe 150 crores the maximum CapEx.
Got it. Lastly, sir, other income, how much is from the InvIT dividend, and for full year or maybe the fourth quarter, how much one can look at, and for on run rate basis, FY 2026, 2027, how much one can look at the InvIT dividend income?
See, for last quarter, I mean, the quarter ended December 2024, we have received that in around 39 or 40 crore from InvIT, right? So far, for the year, it is 178 crore, the income which we have received from the InvIT, right? For last quarter, it was 39 or 40 odd crore. In current quarter, I mean, Q4 for the current fiscal, we are expecting another 60 crore of InvIT income, right?
Okay. So broadly, kind of a 240 odd crore is the run rate from next year onwards one can look at?
Yeah, 200-250 crores.
Okay. Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, just wanted to understand. So you mentioned about 10-12% degrowth in FY 2025. So we end up at close to 6,700 crore. But then, sir, next year, you are talking about 9-12% sort of a growth. I mean, we'll be getting 5,000 crore worth of more projects started by end of this financial year. So don't you think that 26 estimate is pretty conservative because a lot of projects will be under execution at the start of FY 2026?
See, 5,000, we are targeting that 5,000 would be starting by June, right?
Okay.
And after June, there is a rainy season. So I mean, we'll certainly try to deliver more than what we have been guiding. And so that's how, I mean, what we believe is that we'll be able to quite confident in terms of achieving double digit. And that means because the number is already degrowth for last year, right?
Sure.
Current year is already degrowth. So even if we achieve 10% growth, we'll be again on the same number what we achieved in last year, right? So yeah, I mean, we'll be able to.
Got it. And also, sir, you mentioned about a lot of projects which you are considering to bid for will be from the non-road side. So just wanted to understand on the margin side, margins, I mean, this quarter also, if we adjust for the bonus figure, it is close to 10% or so on a standalone basis. So how do we see the margin shaping up? Because more and more of the other sector projects would also mean your margins might not be what you were making the road HAM segment.
No. So in our experience, what we are seeing is in road, there is huge competition. And what I believe is probably if we'll be able to diversify into good sector, different sector will be comfortably will be making more than what margin otherwise we are making into road sectors. Because, I mean, competition has not come down so far in road sectors. Unless until it is coming down, we'll not be able to. So what we believe is that we'll, I mean, we are expecting, I mean, 10-12% kind of EBITDA margin for next year as well. And once we are established into different sector, then only we'll be more confident in terms of what margin we'll be getting from those sectors. Because still, we are having a big chunk in our execution from road, right?
Right. So 10-12% could be there for the existing order backlog, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fine, sir. I think that's all from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, my first question is, what is the order inflow guidance for FY26?
FY26, what I believe is that certainly, see, current year we are targeting almost 17,000 crore of the orders inflow, right? So next year, this year our target, original target was 20,000 crore, so we'll try to stick with that for next year.
And sir, given the muted increase in budget towards the road segment, how are we looking further to build out in the next year to achieve the growth in order inflow? Like, will we be bidding more aggressively within the road segment itself, or look out to bid more or bid out more frequently in the other segments?
See, we'll be bidding. Certainly, we'll not be going more aggressive into road sector. But what we believe is that government is also changing their. They are shifting their modus operandi of, you know, execution of roads. They are coming up with more BOT projects, maybe, you know, BOT toll or maybe BOT annuity. And in fact, during this budget also, current year budget also, in finance, Honorable Finance Minister has clearly mentioned that all the infrastructure ministries should come up with their 3-year pipeline of, you know, infra projects which can be executed under PPP mode. So what we believe is that going forward, more and more projects would be awarded under PPP mode, and there we need not to go aggressive. We'll be able to, you know, so we may not be, because as of now we are not confident we'll be able to again back on the same track of 15-20% kind of beta margin, but yes, of course. What we believe is we need not to go aggressive. As landscape is changing, more BOT projects would be coming. And in addition to, because still the competition into road sector is quite high, what we believe that we will be certainly looking towards other sector, other revenues, including roadway, transmission, tunnel, metros, where we'll be able to maintain our margin, maybe in 10 to 12-13% kind of margin.
Okay, sir. And so, will you be bidding for the BOT NU2 and BOT toll projects?
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. And so, given the change in models, concession agreement for BOT about a year back, why haven't we seen any traction in BOT yet?
BOT, maybe that ecosystem, that probably that information I'm not privy to that, but what I believe is that acceptability to the BOT in the industry so far is not to that level, which was actually there for the HAM. And stakeholder management is being done by the government or the authorities, right? And they are just educating what they have all amendment carried out in the previous version of the BOT to make it more, you know, acceptable among the industry player. So, going forward, what I believe is that they have demonstrated in their budget speech also, what I believe is that more and more projects would be coming in the BOT going forward.
Oh, okay, sir. And so, other than road segments, which would be the sectors or segments in which we would be focusing more on in the next year?
So, as I mentioned earlier also, ropeway, power sector, tunneling, metros, we have been, in telecom sector also we have taken one project where we have been declared L1. We are taking more such projects given the opportunity or more projects if more projects are coming. So, yeah, we are diversifying, we are trying to diversify into different sectors, and depending on that, it's a financial matrix, I would say we'll be going more aggressive in a particular overseas sector.
Okay, sir, that answers my question. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before taking the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yash Deria from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So I wanted to know what would be our share of variable cost in other expenses and employee expenses?
Which cost come again? Share of?
Variable and fixed. The proportion between variable and fixed cost.
Variable and fixed other costs. You are saying, I mean, what you are saying is rent and all that, right? That number is not handy with me right now. Probably we can take this portion of the call. You can mail me. I'll get it done. Work for you, right?
Okay. Great. Great. That's it.
The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
So on the margins front, our incident margins around 10.6% for third quarter. So should it be a similar number in fourth quarter as well? Or it can improve given the higher execution that we are targeting in Q4?
I believe it should improve. It will be able to execute, you know, I mean, the number, execution number will be higher than certainly we will be able to.
So could it be somewhere around 12.5%?
At least 1.5% you can... I mean, we can safely assume.
Okay. Sir, earlier we indicated that for FY26, the margins could be around 14-15% if the execution improves. So now, what kind of guidance are we, what margins are we targeting for 26 now?
26, we just mentioned that it would be in the range of 10-12% given that competitive intensity, right? So we are expecting that it, I mean, depending on mix also, I mean, which sector we are having more order coming from. So that would be certainly for 26, I would believe that, I would say that it would be in the range of 10-12%.
And for 27, we can see somewhere around 13-14% as we had mentioned earlier.
Yeah, 27, of course, because see, unless until that things improve in terms of competitive intensity, right? Will be, because what we believe is that that range, that EBITDA margins should be in the range of 30-15% for these kind of industry. But and if more and more BOT project would be coming, certainly we are quite confident for FY27 we'll be able to improve on that EBITDA margin.
And lastly, while the competition is very high, but the execution that is happening in the or the current backlog, that was similar in the previous quarter as well. So what drove this sharp decline in terms of guidance for FY26 over the last quarter?
FY26?
So earlier also, the order book that you were going to execute, it was similar as of September as well.
So FY20, I mean, so far we haven't received, I mean, our target order book was around, for incoming order was the 20,000 crores. For the current year, right? And we haven't received. So far, we have received only 8,000 or 9,000 crore order, right? And which is actually not giving us the confidence. That intensity, competitive intensity doesn't go down. We have to be, you know, I mean, to take, I mean, that's why we have revised our incoming order book also, and in order book inflow from 20,000 to 17,000, right? But then I have to, again, compromise to certain extent on that EBITDA margin. Right, so that's why probably, I mean, maybe depend, I mean, what we have seen in past that order, though it is L1 and we have been given L1 status, but LO is not being given on time, or the appointed date is taking more time, what otherwise in earlier, maybe 2 years back, that appointed it was generally used to be, you know, given in 6 months of time. That's how, I mean, we are targeting that for next financial year, FY26, we'll be having 10% kind of growth. Right?
Okay. And so lastly, for appointed dates on MSRDC projects, so have we started the work in Pune Ring Road package W5?
Appointed date.
So we started mobilization. Appointed date aaya nahi abhi. Appointed date nahi aaya, but this agreement is already signed, and maybe in the current financial year we will be able to start that project.
Okay, but for Nagpur Chandrapur and the recent one PRR E6, that will take around 3 to 6 months.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
So any reason for that?
No, we haven't. I mean, we couldn't heard your question. If you have to.
Sir, other expenses have declined quite sharply this quarter. So any reason for that?
Other expenses.
Yeah.
Other expenses declined. I mean, other expenses declined. I mean.
It is around 12 crores something.
Okay, so other expenses are including the debtors provisioning. We are long outstanding debtors, right? We have been, as per our policy, we have been providing on those debtors.
Okay.
For the current quarter, it has not been. I mean, so it's a provision which has got declined, right?
Okay. And sir, in yesterday's budget, government has focused more on developing airports. So do you see any opportunity for your company in developing airports?
एयरपोर्ट्स में सर ऐसा है कि इसमें अगर डेवलपमेंट मॉडल में रहता है ना तो ईपीसी का वैल्यू को बहुत ज्यादा रहता नहीं है तो और फिर भी अपन लोग ईपीसी में काम करते हैं एयरपोर्ट्स का हम ऑलरेडी 3 एयरपोर्ट्स का काम कर चुके हैं लास्ट में और इसमें बिड अगर एज ए ईपीसी जो भी प्रोजेक्ट बिड आएगा हम लोग पार्टिसिपेट करेंगे पर अभी देखना यह है कि ये किस मॉडल में आते हैं
ओके और सर दूसरा ट्रांसमिशन में अपन काफी काम कर रहे हैं तो यहाँ पर सर गवर्नमेंट का भी काफी फोकस है ट्रांसमिशन पे तो इसमें सर हम कैसी अपॉर्चुनिटी देखते हैं ट्रांसमिशन में
तो ट्रांसमिशन में अपन ने बिजनेस ऑलरेडी अपना ग्रोथ स्टेज में है और अपन पूरी तरह से फोकस है गवर्नमेंट का भी फोकस बढ़ा है और हमारा भी ट्रांसमिशन में फोकस बढ़ा है हम टीम को भी स्ट्रेंथनिंग कर रहे हैं और अपने सिस्टम को भी रोबस्ट कर रहे हैं ऑन टाइम डिलीवरी हम प्रोजेक्ट में कर सके
तो सर नॉर्मली ट्रांसमिशन में अपना क्या मार्जिन रहता है सर ईबीटा मार्जिन
मार्जिन से ट्रांसमिशन में वो अभी तक अपन ये बोलेंगे सर कि बिकॉज अभी हम लोग बहुत नेशनल स्टेज पे मतलब अर्ली स्टेज पे ही है तो अभी आज की डेट में 8% का टारगेट समझ लो बट गोइंग फॉरवर्ड एज वी आर इम्प्रूविंग एंड विल बी यू नो इस ये सेक्टर में एज विल बी यू नो गेटिंग मोर डीपर एंड डीपर इन टू दिस पर्टिकुलर सेक्टर विल बी एबल टू गेट डबल डिजिट काइंड ऑफ मार्जिन
ओके सर दैट्स ऑल फ्रॉम माय साइड एंड ऑल द बेस्ट टू
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, जो last time हम लोगों ने बात किया था तो power transmission and हैम में हमारा ये कमिटमेंट था कि वी कैन डिप्लॉय 10,000 करोड़ काइंड ऑफ इक्विटी इन हैम बीओटी टोल ट्रांसमिशन सब में सो दैट स्टैंड स्टिल रिमेन्स द सेम
नो चेंज
ओके सो मे बी द फोकस इज टू गेट मोर बीओटी काइंड ऑफ प्रोजेक्ट वेदर इट इज अ रोड टोल और ट्रांसमिशन and keep on investing equity there. But for transmission, mein phir equity churn kaise hoega? Matlab, how the equity will come back to us?
See, in transmission, we are exploring 2-3, you know, ideas. One is, of course, to have investor along with us during construction itself. And second is, if we'll, after, you know, completing the projects, if we'll be able to sell those transmission asset to the existing investors or the InvIT or so there are players who are willing to buy right operational assets and we have passed through that kind of that kind of process in past also where probably we have sold our road asset. We have come up with our own. I mean, we have sold our HAM asset to InvIT, right? So what I believe is that once the project's assets are operational and when they are becoming AAA, they are buyer. They are takers to buy those assets. So we don't find any issue
to sell those projects and to recover our equity back.
Okay, okay, got it. And sir, the way the अपना MSRDC के जो दो project है उसमें से एक में जो LOA अपने पाया वहाँ पे कुछ 5-6% अपना original जो value था वो कम हुआ, तो अभी जो second project का जो है नागपुर चंद्रपुर, तो वहाँ पे भी उससे ज्यादा का negotiation हो रहा है कि जो original value जो हमें beat किया था 2000 crore के करीब का, तो वो वहाँ से नीचे पे negotiate हो रहा है क्या बहुत ज्यादा?
देखिए अभी नेगोशिएशन अभी हुआ नहीं है, गवर्नमेंट का किस तरह से थॉट प्रोसेस होगा, लेकिन रहेगा कम्पिटिटिव, बहुत ज्यादा डिफरेंस होना नहीं चाहिए. अभी जो प्राइस है वो कम्पिटिटिव है इसलिए, बट अगर अथॉरिटी कुछ मतलब डिस्कशन में रहता है तो कुछ मार्जिनली डिफरेंस हो सकता है, बट मेजर कुछ है, नहीं है इसमें.
ओके एंड राकेश सर एक बार वापस से अभी तक हमको जो प्रोजेक्ट्स का अपॉइंटेड डेट बचा हुआ है इंक्लूडिंग द जनवरी में जो भी प्रोजेक्ट्स मिल गए हैं, दैट वैल्यू यू आर सेइंग इज 7500 करोड़, और उसमें से 2100 करोड़ के बाय मार्च बी गेटिंग द अपॉइंटेड डेट और 4000 करोड़.
आउट ऑफ we are expecting 4000 sorry ye bhi aa jayenge okay we are expecting the appointed date hamare ko we are expecting that there are 4600 crore project maybe by March or April will be having the appointed date, and okay. balance ka we are expecting another 6 months maybe by June or July 3000 crore.
Okay. ओके गॉट इट. एंड एंड सर नेक्स्ट ईयर के लिए आपने बोला कि FY26 में वी विल बी लुकिंग एट 20,000 करोड़ ऑर्डर इनफ्लो.
या
सो उसमें फिर अपना क्या मेजर मतलब 8-10 हजार करोड़ वुड बी अ ट्रांसमिशन?
8-10 हजार करोड़ तो देखो मे बी मतलब व्हेन वी आर टारगेटिंग 20,000 तो सर्टेनली इट वुड बी 20% मोर देन 25%, 5,000 से ज्यादा होना चाहिए. And depending on the number of projects which are coming for, तो 5000 से 8000 करोड़ का हो सकता है, बाकी रोड और टनल और मेट्रो दो पे.
ओके बट ईपीसी रोड बहुत ही कम रहेगा उसके अंदर भी 20,000 करोड़ में नेक्स्ट ईयर भी.
सी कुछ स्टेट का ईपीसी हो सकता है, मे बी 4-5000 करोड़ का स्टेट ईपीसी हो सकता है, बीओटी हो सकते हैं, राइट बीओटी हेम हो सकते हैं, तो अभी वो थोड़ा नेक्स्ट ईयर का मतलब अभी वी हैव टू डू सम एनालिसिस वर्क ऑन दिस बट.
ओके गॉट इट सर. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू.
पार्टिसिपेंट्स हु विश टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन एट दिस टाइम. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thanks to all, sabhi investors ko, participants ko.
There's a question. It's from the line of Parikshit from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Hi. So my question is on the transmission side. Now we have almost 1500 crore plus of order book. So just wanted to check who is executing these orders for us. I mean, have we developed enough capability to execute transmission projects? And does it make us eligible, or are we looking to bid independently for third-party orders directly beyond like existing project the development orders? Are you looking at any EPC orders in this segment?
नहीं हम लोग जो EPC का काम है अपने खुद in-house ही कर रहे हैं. पूरी टीम अपने यहाँ डेवलप की है और वही टीम एग्जीक्यूट कर रही है.
ट्रांसमिशन में क्या नो ट्रांसमिशन में परीक्षित जी एक ये मतलब वो भी है कि ईपीसी भी अपन देखेंगे. मतलब सो फार व्हाट वी बिलीव इज दैट कि मतलब व्हाट एवर एक्सपीरियंस वी हैड इन द इंडस्ट्री ईपीसी में अभी वैसा मार्जिन दिखता नहीं है. कुछ अगर मार्जिन इम्प्रूव होता है तो सडनली विल बी डूइंग ईपीसी प्रोजेक्ट ऑल्सो इन ट्रांसमिशन. बट थोड़ा रिजनेबल मार्जिन मिलना चाहिए है ना सर.
ओके and just on some other segments like clean energy, solar, battery storage, so any thoughts there sir? And we are seeing some of our peers taking up these projects, so how do you visualize this opportunity for us like as a diversification beyond roads?
सोलर अभी तक हम देखे हैं बट सम हाउ वी आर नॉट एबल टू ब्रेक थ्रू क्योंकि बट वी आर एक्सप्लोरिंग, मतलब इट्स अ कंटिन्यूस प्रोसेस, हम लोग देख भी रहे हैं कुछ अपने लिए, इफ वील बी एबल टू डू सम वैल्यू एडिशन सर्टेनली वील बी एंटरिंग इनटू दिस स्पेस. और क्लीन एनर्जी में आई मीन सो द गवर्नमेंट हैज कम अप विद देयर ओन प्लान, न्यूक्लियर पावर में भी कुछ कुछ कर रहे हैं, मतलब सो देन वी हैव टू ऑल्सो गो थ्रू ऑल दोज प्लान, इफ वी फाइंड दैट दे आर अपॉर्चुनिटीज फॉर अस सर्टेनली वील बी डाइवर्सिफाइंग बिकॉज सी एनर्जी सेक्टर में वी आर ऑलरेडी इन टू ट्रांसमिशन कर लिया, तो कुछ कुछ एनर्जी में विल बी ट्राइंग टू बेसिकली मोर विल ट्राई टू डू मोर पेंटेशन टू एनर्जी एज वेल राइट. करते हैं सर कुछ, आई मीन वी आर एक्सप्लोरिंग एंड वी फाइंड सम अपॉर्चुनिटी सर्टेनली विल बी एंटरिंग इन टू.
And anything, any thoughts on building as a segment which we have been exploring for quite some time in addition to our segment? And also if you can comment on overseas export market, anything, I mean, are you looking at re-entry in that market?
See, overseas, I mean, we tried to into African market, but the issue which we found is that again, unless until we have them some sort of confidence in terms of, you know, getting our currency or amount back, in rupees back into country. Because what we have realized that the major repatriation of money is a major issue over there. So to that extent, we are not much aggressive unless until we found some solutions that, okay, we'll be able to secure our money back into country. We'll be doing overseas project. Building factories, I would say still under evaluation only. Because we started into different tunnel lake, we started, that is under construction, right? And roadway we also started, so it's taking time. Once we want to establish ourselves in one or two sectors which we started, power transmission, where we believe that, I mean, power transmission thoda sa jaldi kar liya humne because we have taken four projects so far, we have built our team also, but tunneling is a sector where we need to stabilize ourselves. Roadway mein bhi hamare kuch kuch karna hai, so point is, it's taking time. Yeah, of course, I mean, so we'll certainly be we are looking at it. It is taking time, but yes.
And just the last question before we close the call, sir. Just a comment on, so for FY 26-27, what kind of recycling of equity through the InvIT route are you looking at? What kind of proceeds can you realize?
So what I believe that we'll be able to all the operational HAM asset, which right now we are having in our portfolio, in next 1 year of time, and next financial may we'll be able to transfer it to InvIT either or to some other guys, right? Depending on that negotiation with, so maybe that equity would be in the range of, which we'll be transferring would be in 1,000-1,200, and we are expecting that more than that we'll be able to, you know, monetize.
So annually around 1,000 crores worth of book value of equity of assets you will transfer and get some premium on that. So ballpark, that much of it, upwards of that you will be able to recover on an annual basis for next 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, so I think now we've come to the close of the call. So I'd like to thank you again for giving us this opportunity to host the call. Any final comments if you want to make before we close it?
Thank you, Prashant ji. Thanks to all.
Okay. Thank you for coming in, and thanks to all the participants. Thank you.
On behalf of HDFC Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.